This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to hour number two of the program. Bob Pompiani, flanked by Joel Nelson. Joelie is in the house behind the glass at 412-928-9370. I want to thank PNC Bank for being our longtime sponsor of this program. Really appreciate it. Make today the day at PNC. Also, big thank you to Rob Cochran and all the good people at Number One Cochran, where you can go one better. 20 different franchises all throughout. They have great deals this time of year. Check them out at Number One Cochran and watch our Number One Cochran Sports Showdown every Sunday night, 11:35, including tomorrow night. Shenderovich, and Fishman. You know those guys. They got your back, never your wallet. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. All right, we got a lot to cover here. Started with the Pirates last night, how that umpire cost them a run at least. It could be more. It could have been another win. Henry Davis was victimized on a Robert Suarez ball that missed down low. It was a 3-2 count. He took it. Looked like he had a bases loaded walk and an RBI. It was called strike three by Edwin Jimenez. And then everyone couldn't believe it. Donnie Kelly gets ejected. Mitch Keller gets messed up again in terms of another good outing. He's 1-7. The record is so deceiving. That may be one of the biggest deceiving records I see right now, because in his last 10 starts, he has a 2.92 ERA, and yet Keller gets nothing to show for it. He only gave up 3 runs on 3 hits last night and 7 innings of work. That's good enough normally to win games, at least put them in contention. And it brings up the topic that has been hot over the last couple of years, and that's the ABS, the automated ball and strike zone system that they use. And they used it in the spring training session, and I think, you know, to large success. People like it. In the minor leagues, they've used it. Some of the key things, each team, if you imply, I think this needs to be changed, but each team would have 2 challenges. That is to say, a pitcher can initiate a challenge, a batter or a a catcher, but you only get 2 challenges per game. I think that number should be elevated to 5. So we'll see. Challenges have got to be made immediately after the umpire's call. The umpire still be involved in this, but you have a challenge system in case you didn't like it. And last night would have been a perfect example of something you could have used to your benefit. And if the challenge is unsuccessful, of course, the team would then lose its challenge. If you're successful, you get to retain it, just like it is now. But I think it's time for that. I really do, after watching not just that call, but many calls throughout the course of the season with regard to balls and strikes. You don't eliminate umpires, you just help them. That's what this is all about. 412-928-9370. Tony and Butler, as promised, first caller in this hour. Tony, how are you?
Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
Hey, I wanted to make 2 points. My first point is about people calling in saying that the commissioner should make Nutting sell the team. The commissioner does not make those decisions. The owners make decisions, and the commissioner just delegates. He does not have that authority. And I think the real problem, Bob, is that back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, owners were billionaires that bought baseball teams as a hobby. They wanted to win. They wanted to be competitive. Since then, the owners now are businessmen. They don't want to risk making or putting money into the team at a chance to make more money. They just want a guaranteed profit. There are 15 to 20 teams that do this. There were 14 teams that spent less than the revenue sharing amount on their payroll last year. And that's a serious problem across all of baseball.
Yeah, there's no question these guys are in the position they are because they're smart business people. And I'm never going to take that away. That's one of the reasons why you want it. But this is a different business. This is not a business. And I think to a previous caller, Anthony, I think, made this, there are a lot of guys out there who have billions of dollars and would like some notoriety, some more fame. Owning a sports team gives you that. You can't get that by owning any sort of business, unless you're on, C-SPAN talking to some, business reporter. This is something that puts you in a different stratosphere of fame and fortune. You got the fortune already. You don't have the fame. So you know, I think it's a little bit different, but yeah, these teams are comfortable with making money. I don't think there's any question about that. But the teams at the top who are paying the money to those teams can't be happy, and that's where you have your divide, I think.
Right. So the teams that are competitive now, why would they want the Pirates to have a different owner that would spend more money that would become competitive with them? They're perfectly happy to see the 14 teams that spent less than that revenue sharing on their payroll. That's 14 teams they don't have to worry about them being competitive with.
Well, here's one change. If nothing else changes, Tony, and thank you for the call, I would say I would like to see the money get immediately allotted to your roster. Any of the revenue sharing money that the Yankees, the Boston Red Sox, the LA Dodgers, any of those big teams, it has to go to the Pirates roster, not anywhere else. Teams right now use it for a lot of different things. It could be a building in the Dominican Republic. It could be spending on stuff outside of the actual roster. It should go straight to the roster. I've always felt that. I hope they should do that moving forward at minimum. But I think it's going to be a little deeper than that. We'll see at the end of next season. Ryan joins us right now in New Jersey on the Fan Hotline. Hey, Ryan, what's up?
Hey, Bob. Beautiful weekend for sports. People talk about what the best time of the year is. I think, like, this weekend, this time is the best, and it doesn't involve the National Football League, hint, hint. I just watched Jessica of the Penn State Clan Pagula win her match, you know, at the French Open. You got the Memorial Jack tournament. You got baseball. You got, you know, finals starting. And by the way, last year I called and I predicted, I said Bob was going to win the Vezina. I'm going to double down on that prediction this year, even though he, you know, melted in that series.
You think, well, but that voting already happened. It's going to be Hellebuck again, right?
No, sorry, not the Vezina, the Conn Smythe.
Oh, the Conn Smythe.
Okay. The Connie, not the Vezina. Yeah, you're right. So I'm going to go with Bob this time, and Bob's going to the Hall of Fame, which I think
Wow, he's good. Been terrific. To the point where they traded the guy they drafted number one. I thought Spencer Knight was going to be a big player, and he's now in Chicago, but go ahead.
Well, I haven't talked to you since Sullivan left, but listen, you got to pick the right goalie because we saw what happened when we got fool's gold with that 16-17 pick. It was the right pick, but, you know, where are they now? Just 6 years of Sidney Crosby out the window because they never had anybody in net. It really comes back to that. But anyway, moving on. So I appreciate everybody's perspective on this. I'm coming from a Red Sox perspective because that's who I followed for about 30 years. So the economics of baseball are changing. I know Anthony in Oakland. I know he's a labor guy, so I'd be interested to hear what he heard about the circus at West Mifflin yesterday. But anyway, whatever. So the deal is, first off, when you try to trade a guy like I'm going to say Paul Skenes, but it's not him. Gerrit Cole. When you try to trade a Gerrit Cole, and every other GM knows that you can't keep him, his value is zero. I mean, the Red Sox actually did that with Mookie Betts. He wasn't going to sign a deal. They traded him for nothing. You know, this is what happens. It's not about having a savvy GM to get more out of these guys when you're dumping them because you're not going to pay them. That doesn't matter what market you're in. It's not going to work. So that goes back to a Bob Nutting's never going to pay a guy thing. So the Pirates suffer because of that. But really what's happening is the economics of baseball are changing because 10, 15, 20 years ago, you had the Steinbrenners, you had, you know, the teams with their own networks. The biggest three were SNY, which is the Mets, Yes, which is the Yankees, and Nesson, which is the Red Sox. They had the three biggest revenue networks, and they were making more money than they could spend off their local broadcasting package, which, you know, MLB doesn't pull and share like the NFL does.
Right.
Well, linear, as you know, linear is going down, and streaming doesn't have the rich advertising revenue that linear did back in the day from Madison Avenue. So that formula is changing even for the rich guys. So John Henry, who's the, you know, multi-billionaire owner of the Red Sox, he is the chairman of the Economic Development Committee in baseball. He is leading the charge to lowering. They're signing prospects dirt cheap on long-term deals and playing them, giving them automatic spots because they see their gravy train drying up too. So when you guys had Bill Madden on, that was a great interview, by the way. Sometimes you need your cranky old New York guy to say.
Yeah, he was good.
When you guys had Bill Madden on, he said the owners are tired of paying, you know, nothing to pocket the money. Well, realize he's getting that from Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen directly. So even those two are saying, well, maybe we're into a cap now. Maybe we're into a floor because we see the economics getting thrown off. And if that's the way to force it to bring the Players Association in line, maybe we'll go along with it. So that is hope for a small mid-market team like the Pirates. because the money is just not there for the upper echelon, other than the Dodgers. The Dodgers have the sweetest deal because they don't run their own stadium. I think it's Fox Sports West. The Dodgers, that's why they signed Ohtani that $700 right. million backloaded deal. They don't pay for anything.
No, they get everything. Yeah,
everything is handed to them.
Exactly.
They don't have outlays like even some of the big, you know, East Coast markets do. So, I mean, just to be fair, it's not just about nutting being cheap and getting a better GM. Ben Cherington, by the way, was fired in Boston because he was too tentative to make moves, and they got tired of him, so they fired him. So it wasn't about spending too much. He didn't want to spend the money. He wanted to hold on and hoard prospects. So that was buyer beware when I heard the Pirates were going to sign him. Because
that's a good point, Ryan. No, I think that's something certainly to consider. Real quick, before I let you go, you say you like the Panthers to win again. You don't see the – I think the Oilers are capable.
You know, and that wouldn't surprise me at all. And they are definitely playing a better. They were, I don't know. I just feel like Florida is now the hockey hotbed. Who would have thought this? They are the best run hockey state in the world because Tampa did it. We saw it twice, almost three times. They sandbagged the season, kind of, and then they peaked in the playoffs. And the Panthers, to me, looked like they kind of sandbagged the season a little bit this year. And now they could just – all they got to win is four games. So I think they really replicated the 21-22 Tampa model. And I just, for some reason, see the Panthers doing it. I love the coach. I love the fact that they're not playing a speed puck possession game. They're going to punch you in the face and then put the puck in the net behind you.
Yeah, they have guys who can do both, but I think so does Edmonton. And to your point about Bobrovsky being, maybe the guy who's going to win that –
Managing that.
Yeah, but I tell you what, Stuart Skinner's been better than I thought he could be. And he's been
fine.
But
yeah.
they also limit the amount of shots other teams get really well. Better than I thought they could. Thanks, Ryan. I got to run. Thanks for the call, though. Appreciate it. We all will. It's going to be fun out there. I just hope the weather's conducive. Phil in Elizabeth Township is on the air right now. What's up, Phil? Thanks for calling 93.7 The Fam.
Hey, Bob. I got two things to say. First, until the Steelers prove to me that they can make it beyond the playoffs, I got the Super Bowl champions jersey, Patrick McCombs, number 15, and I wear it every day. This wish I can make his money. I love being Patrick McCombs, baby.
All right, Phil. Baby, thank you. I appreciate the call. How about Rick and Garfield? You're up next. Go ahead, Rick. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
All right. What's up?
Hey, just building on what Anthony from Oakland was suggesting, Nutting isn't going to sell the team, but I'm going to make a prediction that he is going to make an effort to keep Paul Skeens, and the way he can do that is by bringing in a second investor into the team and giving that investor, say, 20% of the team in exchange for a large investment. This just happened within the last year with the Indiana Pacers, where the Simon Group that owns the Pacers.
Yeah, I saw that. Interesting analogy.
Sold a 20% interest in the team to a fellow named Steve Rails, who put up $500 million. And that helps a small market team like the Pacers remain competitive against the big boys. And I think Nutting can do the same thing here. He can invite someone like a Steve Rails in a year or two to purchase 20% of the team. Nutting still has control. Rails has so many other business interests, he has no interest in running a team. And just a little trivia note, his brother is a fellow named Mitch Rails, who is the number two investor in the Washington Commanders behind Josh Harris.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and another little bit of trivia, they're both from Pittsburgh. So
really?
At some point, yeah.
Well, you would think that would be a natural for them to get involved here in some capacity,
well,
then, right?
But somebody has to approach him. And if Nutting had any thought about the future, I think that would be the way to go. And now you've got money. You know, I don't know what the Pirates' market value is, but 20% of that's got to be at least, what, $500 million? And now you've got money to work with.
Well, the market value is $1.4 billion, I think. So.
Okay, so take 20% of that. That's about, $250 million?
But I would, Skeens is going to want double that, if not more.
Yeah, but at least, you know, he's not going to have to reach into his own pocket to do it.
Right.
And I think that's
interesting concept. And you're right. The Pacers example is something. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know what he's thinking. I don't think anyone does. So
No.
All right. They need help. There's no question about that. Some way, some form. Thank you, Rick from Garfield. Appreciate that. How about the Rails brothers from Pittsburgh? So, Jolie, look them up. I'm curious about them now that he brought that up. The Rail. I imagine you spell it R-A-I-L-S. Is that right? I'm not sure what it would be. But we'll find out. We're going to take a break and think about that. We welcome more calls at 412-928-9370. Once again, thank you to PNC Bank, number one Cochran, Shandorovich, Shandorovich, and Fishman. We do appreciate their support and sponsorship of this program. More calls until 1 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. Bob Pompeiani with you. Joel Nelson along for the ride. He'll be handling all the updates as well as the calls at 412-928-9370. So the last caller piqued my interest here. And yes, Stephen Rails, R-A-L-E-S, is a Pittsburgher. His family, they're all involved in different kinds of dealings, including the Donaher Corporation and a film production company. He also, as the caller suggested, Stephen Rails acquired 20% stake in the Indiana Pacers with a possible path, I guess, to control the franchise if the Simon family decided to sell. It's one way to bring more money into your ownership group. Rails is a billionaire, net worth of $7.5 billion. So maybe that is a way for Bob Nutting to figure out more money into the franchise so that he can sign guys like Paul Skeens longer term, although I've looked at it. That's a 99% impossibility unless something of that nature would occur, I suppose. Interesting, though. 412-928-9370. One guy it's taken a toll on, Joel, is Chuck in Uniontown. Although he must be uplifted a little bit by what happened in Arizona. And then I'd like to get, Chuck, your call on last night's umpire calamity.
Well, first of all, Bob, thank you. Second of all, remember they did that pirate comeback in Arizona on my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday belatedly. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bob, that speaks for itself. That was a totally, you know, I should personally think that young rookie umpire may have been intimidated by the sellout crowd, you know. I mean, there was a sellout there in San Diego last night. But that, Bob, you can't get any more heinous than that. No way was that a strike. No way.
Well, Jerry Meals would be the more heinous example, I think, given that, remember that slide in that 19-inning game in Atlanta.
Yeah.
That was more
anyway,
obvious.
Bob,
but this leads to the ABS system. Would you want to see that installed in baseball next year, Chuck?
No, I'll tell you the truth. No, because, Bob, I like the human element in the game. You know, calls, over a period of time, calls are going to even out. You remember, the baseball has been played for 100 and some years. There's been bad calls and bad calls and bad calls. The game still belongs to human beings. I mean, you know, I can see the other side of it, too. You know, like Jim Leland used to say, we want to get it right. But I still like the human element myself.
Yeah, and I don't think you're not going to eliminate umpires. You're just going to give them a system where they could challenge a ball or strike. And the debate is how many challenges should a team get with – if last night you needed 20 each because he was all over the place with that strike zone.
Bob, that the umpire, that was not major league. That's all I'm going to say about it. But, Bob, but there's two other quick things I want to ask you. Number one, who would be Pirate All-Stars, in your opinion, at this point? Skeens would, I think, have to make it.
Oh, absolutely he would.
How about O'Neill Cruz?
They're going to be a lot of outfielders.
Yeah, you know, that's
the only thing about it. If he's playing the outfield, he's got to compete with all those other guys.
I guess there's really none of the position players are worthy of it. And the last thing I want to ask you, Panthers, Oilers, who wins?
Well, I love the Panthers, but I think in this series I'm going to take the Oilers. I think they're playing a team concept that I haven't seen from them since, you know, they lost to the Panthers last year. I think they learned a lot what it took, and I think it served them well in this run-up to this game and this series. Dallas is an explosive team that has, you know, 12, 20 goal scorer guys. They limited them so difficult. They made it difficult on Dallas to even get second shots, let alone first shots. So I suspect that the Oilers are going to get their time in the sun on a rematch here. So it'll be a 7-game series. It's going to be tough.
Could be Connor McDavid.
He's playing at such a big level right now. Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks. Who has home ice advantage?
It's Edmonton. Game one is Wednesday night in Edmonton, so that'll help them.
Do you have a favorite for Penguin coach?
I like Mitch Love, the assistant out of Washington under Carberry. He strikes me as someone who knows how to, you know, deal with maybe the elite players, but also the younger players, and have a good mesh there. So,
there are Tocchet?
What's that?
How about Rick Tocchet?
Well, he's with Philly. He signed a deal for a 5-year deal. Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, Chuck. Belated happy birthday. Hopefully, we'll get another win for you tonight. So we go from Uniontown, Chuck, to Pittsburgh, Chuck. Pittsburgh Chuck joins us right now on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, what's going on, Chuck?
Hey, Bob. How you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
I just wanted to say, first of all, I enjoy listening to your show, and it's awesome.
Appreciate that.
And I'm actually calling in to discuss, you know, the situation with the Pirates. It's been a long time, you know, dude. Like, we need to get rid of Bob Nutting as a owner, and I don't know what it's going to take for us to get him out of there. But, you know, I mean, we have a pretty solid team. Skeens, you know, McCutcheon, O'Neill, like, they're very good players, and they deserve nothing more than to get a chance for a championship or at least a playoff win. You know, like, it's – and I don't know what it's going to take for us to get Nutting, you know, to get going. But, like, he's just, like, money hungry. He doesn't really care about the team. He doesn't want to invest any money into it. So what do you think?
Well, by the statement he made at the beginning of the season where he talked about, I've given them all the resources. If he believes all the resources are a less than $90 million payroll, maybe even less than $85 million payroll, those are not enough resources. If that's how you view it, then you're not giving them any chance. And it's tough to be a general manager if you're limited in how much you can spend. And Ben Cherington didn't do enough of the right stuff. He should have spent it all on offense with two big players and forget all these other add-ons that they got. But you're right. They have potential, especially pitching, with Chandler and Skeens 1-2. You talk about those two guys alone. You add Jared Jones when healthy and Keller and even Falter. And they're going to have a really good starting staff. They missed one opportunity this offseason. They better step up the next offseason because they need as much hitting as they can get, and knowing that you're not going to have to score all that many runs. But when you're scoring 2.9 runs per game, you ain't going to win a lot of the tough games. And Mitch Keller is a prime example. He's 1-7 despite a 2.92 ERA in his last 10 starts or something like that. So that's what it's going to take. Anything else, Chuck?
Also, I wanted to chime in about the Steelers situation. Like, I'm kind of over the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. Like, I'm pretty sure he's going to land here, but – when I listen to this show with Pona and Mahler, like, they're talking about it all the time. Like, they said that he's been seen in Pittsburgh, like, in numerous places.
Yeah, that's all meme stuff.
Yeah,
I don't
he's
think.
Bought a country club membership.
No,
he's been
not right.
Apparently he's been looking into, like, buying a house somewhere. I'm not sure.
Why would you buy a house if you're him? You're going to be here for 1 year. Why would you join a country club if you're going to be here for 1 year?
That makes a lot of sense. Agreed, for sure. But, you know, this is just hearsay, so I don't know. What do you think as far as Rodgers? What do you think we're going to do?
I still think he's going to end up here, and I hope they protect him the right way, because if they don't, it could be, you know, not worth signing him. I'm also curious, since he's gone on record as saying that he would actually play for $10 million a year. I hope that's the contract that the Steelers would get him then, $10 million for 1 year. But I suspect it's higher than that, so... I don't know. There's a part of me who wants to see young guys play and look to next year's draft. But if he can come in and you know, they're still looking for a number two receiver. There's been a lot of talk about guys like Chris Olave. You heard Jonnu Smith rumors, which I think were generated by the agent to Adam Schefter. A lot of this is just stuff they throw out as favors.
Right.
So to try to help a client or whatever the case may be. So I think he'll end up here. I don't know what – I think it's going to be difficult for him to play all 17 games. That's what I know. If he's protected, I still think he can throw the ball down the field accurately and it can make a difference. Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah, I think we could ride good talking to you, Bob, and you have a great weekend.
You do the same. Appreciate the call. We'll move along to Chris in Monongahela. We have Chuck now, a Chris in the Monongahela Valley. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Bob, I work for a company that Bob Nutting purchased, so I had some firsthand experience. I'm glad I'm out of there. I can tell you from experience, he will never let the team win. And I'm going to make a real quick analogy to explain my perspective. You remember the old TV show Taxi?
Yes.
Okay, there was one episode in it. They had a vending machine in the taxi garage. It had apples. They sold fresh apples. And Bobby bemoaned that the apples were never fresh. And Tony said, well, nobody buys the apples, so they were fresh when they first put them in, but by the time we actually buy them, they all get rotten. So Bobby says, well, why don't we just buy all the rotten apples and collect our money, buy them, they'll get the fresh apples. And Tony thinks for a second and says, because if we do, he thinks that they'll think that we will are happy buying rotten apples. And that's Bob Nutting's business plan. He thinks that it's that stadium will fill about the same amount, whether he spends, $75 million or $275 on salary.
Well, he's been proven to be right from that point of view. People show up, and I get it. I take my grandson and my granddaughters to games. I think it's still a fun night out for them. They learn about the game. But that's not the reason they should be there. The reason should be because you're watching a winning team or somebody contending. And I think if he's not thinking that way, then we're all in trouble.
What do people say when they go to the game? They always say, beautiful stadium. We had a good time at the beautiful stadium. People say, you see people post on social media. Very few of them ever say, hey, we actually won. Or, it's the stadium, it's the draw.
I just think he wants to do it in a salary that doesn't make sense for a roster. Thanks, Chris and the Monongahela Valley. I appreciate it. I think you can't live like that. You have to be willing to go out and lose some money once in a while or spend more to make it happen. And, if he's a shrewd businessman would understand how much you can make while winning. Winning or contending brings in much more money than anything else. The best promotional item is not fireworks. It's not bobbleheads. It's not anything. It's not two-for-one nights. It's winning. People will spend crazy money on winners. They always do. I look at teams that are selling out. They raise ticket prices, shirt prices, merchandise, everything. If you're hot, people buy the merchandise. It's as simple as that. So there's a lot more to be made if you spend more money, I think. Jake joins us right now in Brentwood. What's up, Jake? How are you?
Hey, Bob. Good morning, buddy. Good afternoon, whatever it is.
Good night, too, Jake.
These Pirate fans, the organization is a joke, but the fans are starting to become a joke, too. I mean, they act like it was the bottom of the ninth in the World Series. They got a bad call. Okay, they're still going to miss the playoffs by 35 to 40 games. So get on with it. The team's terrible. And then the last caller said, the team's solid.
They have two players that potentially, and Skeens and O'Neill Cruz.
It's out there. He's not O'Neill Cruz can bat. He's a career DH. That's all he is. He's terrible in the field. Absolutely.
But you got to give him some slack. He's in a new position, really. He hasn't played a full year in center field. They put him out there. I'm willing to wait on that. If I get the kind of 30-30 bat I should get out of him.
Yeah, but I just think he'll be moved to a team that just needs a DH, and that's what he's going to end up playing in his career. That's what he's going to be known for. It's not going to be his fielding. I mean, the team
all right.
is terrible.
Well, we'll see. They got to change everything. They do, and they have time. They have a little bit of a window here with Skeen still here, and Chandler coming up.
This team's trash.
Thanks, Jake.
They'll just replace Chandler with Skeens. That's all.
Yeah, but they can have them both up here at the same time, along with.
They won't do it, though.
Well, they're going to have to do it at some point. He's pitching too well down there. It may delay them, but he has to be up here at some point.
Hey, why did they bring Burrows up instead of him at this point? What was that
again,
about?
It's probably signed. It's probably signed to some sort of money thing. I'm not sure because he should be up here by now. They both actually Burrows. There's some things I like about him, too. I hope he can be a contributor. But
No, Burrow's going to be good. I mean, he was the Pirates' farm league pitcher.
Right,
the year
and then he got surgery.
Years ago, right?
And that changed everything. Yep. But, all right, Jake, I got to move along. Thank you. Jimmy in Lawrenceville wants to talk about the strike zone and maybe a system that can change it. Hey, Jimmy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
What's up, man?
I'm kind of confused. People call in and they complain about the balls and strike calls all the time, and they say they like the human element. So I'm not sure what they're complaining about, if that's what they actually like.
This won't remove the human element. It's still going to be there. It just makes the human element more accountable. That's all.
Well, I'm just, you know, in 2025, we have the technology to call balls and strikes with a computer, get it done accurately, have the umpires still be back there to do things, foul tips, all that other kind of stuff, safe and out at home. So there's no reason to have a challenge system and try to figure out a specific number that works. Because if you got Angel Hernandez up there, who recently retired, thank God, we'll call him balls and strikes. You may need 100 challenges in a game to get the game right. When we have technology that'll keep the game moving fast and get the balls and strikes correct and not take the bat out of a guy's hands like Davis, who's trying his hardest, you could see the disappointment and the real effort. And I was really impressed with the way that the Pirates reacted to that, especially McCutchen, because I haven't seen fire out of this team for a few years where they actually seem to care. And that's the first time I saw them actually seem to really care and be upset and show some emotion. And I think that's important as well.
Yeah, I mean, they were. And I think under Donnie Kelly, there's a little bit more of a fire here and an urgency, despite where they are in the standings. I mean, he inherited that as far as his managerial time. But, but you're right. I mean, there's a way to do it. I think this is the first step toward that goal, maybe. But they're not going to immediately come in and put the entire system that way. I think you're going to see this system next year. They'll make enough cases, because I've seen not just the Pirates and other teams. I mean, the Padres had some terrible calls again. There are going to be enough evidence to suggest they need to make this change.
And then as far as, people calling in asking for nutting to, how do we get rid of him? I mean, the guy's making money. He's not going to sell the team. It's risk-reward for him. He can go out and sign guys for another $40 million. If those two guys get hurt or they don't perform, which does happen, then he's out $40 million and he gets no extra money. He has very little incentive, because of the way baseball works, to actually go out and try to spend more money. Because if he does, he may end up, look, if he made $40 million last year, he spends $40 more this year. Yeah, the sales might go up if they do well, if the guy doesn't get hurt, if. It's a risk-reward system. So if he goes out and spends an extra $40 and he doesn't make any money this year and the guys don't perform, or that some other teams in the division do so well that...
But this is why, Jimmy, the system needs to change. And this is why you have to force him to spend more based on a cap, a system. But again, it's going to be a tough fight and it's going to be ugly, I think. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
We have Brian in Brookline, Ronnie in Munhall. You guys will be next up. We got to take a short break, and got a headline coming up with Joel Lee Nelson right here on Sports Radio 93.7.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fine. We're rolling along here, final segment of the show at 412-928-9370. This week it's the Memorial Tournament at Jack's Place. That's beautiful Muirfield Village in Dublin, Ohio. We start today with Ben Griffin, who's been on the roll. He won last week down in Texas. Nick Taylor, both 7 under par. Akshay Bhatia, you'll see these guys at Oakmont, -5. Scottie Scheffler lurking around at 4 under, then Jordan Spieth, who put together a late round yesterday. That's a tough place to play. It's also a good way to, you know, get some tough holes out of the way and in preparation of the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Very similar kind of conditions there in Muirfield. So we'll see what goes on there. I'm very anxious to see how this thing works here and what the final score may be for a winning score after 72 holes at Oakmont Country Club for the U.S. Open, which begins the week of June 9th, which is just coming up. Not this Monday, but a week later. In the meantime, let's go out to Brian in Brookline, who joins us. What's up, Brian? How are you today?
Fantastic, Bob. A little chilly, but...
Yeah, we're going to see some sun. It's coming. It's definitely coming. We need it.
Yeah. So here's my question. So, Bob, you've been in sports a long time. You've been with Mike Tallman, Omar Khan, Mr. Rooney. Your gut feeling, I'm going to unpack it for you this way. Your gut feeling, do you believe the Steelers really know what's going on with Aaron Rodgers? Just your personal gut on this, Bob.
I think they have what they believe is an agreement, but that doesn't mean Aaron Rodgers can just walk away. So I don't think they have anything firm, you know, down that they think he's going to be. I think they think he's going to be here. No, I don't think they have a complete confirmation that he's going to be here.
Okay, but like in any sports franchise, I'm sure you're going to have especially at this level, gets no higher. I think you're going to have a contingency plan. So if he doesn't sign by a certain time, they're going to stop the wish list and go after somebody else. Is that how you understand?
Well, I don't know who else there is to go after at this point. You know, a lot of people have brought up veteran guys around the league, but I think at that point, if he doesn't come here, I still think he will. But if he doesn't, then I think they're just going to turn it over to Mason Rudolph, and they're going to have Will Howard. They'll bring in somebody else, but he won't be somebody to contend as a starter, I don't think, unless they make a trade, you know, with Atlanta, and I don't know if I want to see that either.
No, and I'm okay with Mason
Rudolph. I've said this from the beginning, Brian. I really thought they should have just kept Justin Fields around for a two-year deal. That's all it is. You may tap something there that triggers a much better passing game to go along with athletic abilities. I think there's a lot of upside there. There is no upside with Rodgers other than his best days are behind him. He still can adequately pass the ball when given time, but there's more upside with Justin Fields.
Absolutely, and I agree with you, and I'll just leave you with this, but it takes two to tango. There had to be something there to Fields didn't want to come. I mean, he didn't sign, so, I mean, we don't know the schematics, but it takes two to dance. Like Mike Tomlin said, he needs a dancing partner.
But I think that was their plan A going into this whole thing, and then once that didn't happen, all of a sudden they made the signing with Mason Rudolph, and he signed for what obviously was backup money, I think, at $4 million a year. I like Mason a lot. I think he has potential to be something if given a legitimate string. We saw that in those three games 2 years ago where he led them into the playoffs, and they had to get wins in all three of them, including a trip to Seattle, which was never easy for them. So, you know, I think that's at this point that would be the backup thing, and they'll bring up somebody else just to add to the roster. But and then they have a draft next year where I'm sure they believe they can be in position to take a quarterback in next year's draft.
You're right. Thanks, Bob.
All right, Brian, thank you. So who knows? The longer it goes, the more, you know, subjectivity comes into play here, more people. And already a lot of the insiders nationally thought this would be over by now, thought he'd be here by now, but it's not happening. And he's had time to go and fly all over the country to be on podcasts everywhere. He went to the Kentucky Derby. If he has time to do that, and I'm sorry, he should have time to go to the team and tell him his intentions, even if he doesn't show up for any of these, you know, mini camps, OTAs, whatever. I don't think most people expect him to be there anyway. He should, in my view, coming to a new team without your handpicked offensive coordinator, you should show up. You should be here. You should take part because it's a big year. If it's going to be your last, you want it to be big. You know, I think at the beginning of this, he was holding out hope that Minnesota would just, you know, crack and bring him in, but that's not happening now. So we'll see. It is a story that I never thought we'd be dragging on this long, but it is dragging on this long. But they have, you know, still other things to deal with here moving on into, you know, we're only in May still, although June's right here. You get into July and training camp, there need to be more answers to some of these things. Like, who is your number two receivers behind Metcalf? I was okay with keeping George Pickens around if they thought that they could handle, you know, his, and they thought he could, for 1 year at least, bring a mature attitude in here, but apparently they didn't. because he would have been a nice compliment. Two guys going down the field with that much talent, man, that opens things up for everybody. It makes everybody better. And then you would hope that he would be mature enough to realize that, hey, I got a year that I can put up big numbers, and if I do, I'm going to get a $30 million contract. If I don't, I'm going to end up like Chase Claypool, you know, or somebody like that who wastes the opportunity that you have. So I think George Pickens and maybe Dallas realize that. They're taking a chance that he could be that guy opposite C.D. Lamb. Can he? We'll find out. If he whines about anything, then, you know, again, people know about this. It's a small world with all this social media stuff. People will find out, and it costs you money. And I'm sure whoever's advising George Pickens should remind him, this is on you, right? What happens right now. 412-928-9370. We got Big Al in Robinson. Haven't talked to him in a while. How you doing, Big Al?
Yeah. Hey, Bob, I got a real quick for you. I was going to games 67 years before you were born. I was I'm 81. Let me wrap it up.
81? You're going strong still.
Yeah, I just got the Ozempic shot. I lost 60 pounds. Now, let me explain something to you. Mike Tomlin has no business being the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let me tell you why. Belichick won 8 Super Bowls, got fired after 2 years. But here's the problem. When you go 8 years without winning a playoff game, you don't deserve to get $12 million a year for 4 years. It's ridiculous.
I think it's more than $12 million.
Well, let me explain something to you. I'm going to put my money where my mouth's at. All you guys got opinions, which you get paid for, and the listeners. But I'm going to put my money where my mouth's at. Anybody out there, I'm going to lay $10,000 to $5,000. You can hold the money. If Mike Tomlin, as long as he's the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, he'll never win a playoff game. And if you happen to win the $10,000, I'll bet you another $10,000 he'll win the Super Bowl. That's my deal. He's horrible. He got a guy with 7-10 record calling plays. It's 13 inches. He throws the ball 70 yards down the field. Then you're on a 4-yard line, first and goal. He throws 2 out of the end zone. This guy is horrible.
All right, Big Al. I think there's somebody out there who probably will take that. Thank you for the call. And if you do, call in. And Big Al, I'm sure he has a lot of cash at hand. He got the Ozempic shot. How about that? Lost a lot of weight. A lot of people are doing that. I still think there's a more natural way to do it. I'm not willing to take all those kinds of injections. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up for us. I do appreciate all of your banter, your calls, your perspectives. Love doing it every Saturday with you when I get a chance. Join us on Pomp and Joe this week, Monday. We'll have a lot to get into, and Joe will probably be playing some golf. I know he's played in the bad weather. I know I have too, so I'm sure we'll have some terrible stories to tell you about that. But I want to wrap it up by telling you that I appreciate our sponsors also. PNC Bank, make today the day. Brilliantly boring. That's how they do business, and they get it done better than any banking service you can find. Check out their virtual wallet. Number One Cochran, ride in style, go one better with Number One Cochran. Tune into our Number One Cochran Sports Showdown coming up tomorrow night and every Sunday night at 11:35. And Shandorovich, and Fishman. They got your back, not your wallet. Now it's time for Fan Weather, which is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, showers here and there, possible thunderstorm. High of 60, but rain will be moving out. Tonight, clear and chilly, low of 45. And then Sunday, believe it or not, partly sunny. We begin to heat up on what should be a week of some 80-degree temperatures. Tomorrow's high will be 69. That is your weather. Joel Nelson, thank you very much. Appreciate that. Coming up next, it's Jason Mackey. He will keep you entertained for the next 4 hours right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I'm Bob Pompeiani. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.